Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
I'm going to fall into that crevice. I just know it. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from one of the best clubs in the country, the Improv in Washington, D.C. Apologies already to everyone sitting on this side right here. You're in the special side of Doug only seats, where that's pretty much all you're going to see for the entire show. So I'm sorry there's nothing written on this sleeve. It's all on this side. It's Sunday, October 14, 2018. I'm so excited because tonight I'm seeing a friend of Doug Loves Movies, Alex Brightman, as the title character in the musical version of Beetlejuice, which is opening here tonight on its way to Broadway. And this is my dumb Beetlejuice joke that I wrote down. But I don't think I have to say name tag three times to see them. Oh, here we go. Mark is bang bang, right? That's what I said, Marcus. Oh, I see. You're Marcus? Okay. Not just Mark. We got the Rob-a-Duke. That's cool. Good for you. Kevin side Lewin Davis. Not a lot of people having fun with the Lewin Davis character. That's cool. Christian with the cranks. No ho-ho. That's what it says. That was the tagline for Christmas with the cranks. No ho-ho. Oh, no, no. What's this? We got some Mike and Ikes. That's a great candy, and it's attached to a Mike Science Project poster that's laminated. You really went all out. You got a winter hat on already? You're Johnny prepared. I know your name's Mike. It's right there on the sign. All right, great job, everybody. Aunt Dan, what's that?
Aunt Dan and the Wasp.
Aunt Dan and the Wasp. And it's an art project. You put a giant ant with my face on it and a giant wasp. Is that your face on that?
It's Attell.
It's Dave Attell? they had a bunch of candy. He glued a bunch of candy to it. So so good luck to you. I hope I hope that works. Doug Plugs. Doug Plugs Movies is back at the UCB Franklin in Los Angeles for what will be, I think, a mind-blowing episode on Tuesday, October 30th. And then I'm doing a stand-up show and Doug Plugs Movies at the Punchline in San Francisco on Halloween as part of that awesome club's 40th anniversary month. Wear movie-themed costumes as your name tags, I say. And that's my idea. And on Saturday, November 3rd, Doug Plugs Movies is coming for the first time to the Comedy Cellar in the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas. That, of course, will be at 420, and weed is legal in Vegas now, you guys. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougPlugsMovies.com.
That's DougPlugsMovies.com. Yeah!
Oh, Lord. I knew that was going to be a good one. You guys really... A lot of cities, there's those errant, you know, just people just yelling during that part because they don't know exactly what to do. So they're just like, ah! Woo-hoo! But you guys were all on it, so thank you for that. I brought some stuff for the prize bag, some foods, not food, but some edible, no, not edibles. Just some crap, just some junk that doesn't even have weed in it. The cookie. I stay at a hotel sometimes where they, when you check in, they're like, would you like the cookie? Like it's the best cookie you could possibly have. It's okay. A t-shirt from a wonderful festival I go to every year called Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. And it's a cool shirt, but it's a double XL. And I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. But I'm also giving away a shit that's going to get me there, like this beautiful bar of lint. That's a weird name for chocolate, lint. But there's a D in there, so it's not, you know, it's not the actual lint. This particular one is extra creamy milk chocolate. Yeah. Okay. And... this is adorable. I got to go to the Adult Swim Festival in Los Angeles. There's a bunch of, you know, musicians and stuff performing Adult Swim kind of stuff, you know, Rick and Morty, shit like that. And they had the logo was this cool cat face, and they gave out a commemorative pin of that cat face. And I'm not a pin guy, so I'm going to put it in the prize bag, and hopefully a pin gal or guy will win it. All that, plus the stuff brought by my four guests. Would you like me to bring them out here? This is one of those cases where I, you know, was sitting around backstage just now, and I didn't write down who all the guests are. Shit! Just needed a quick refresher. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Doogie Horner, Andy Haynes, Rob Mayer, and Dave Attell. Let's meet them individually, starting with the man on the opposite end. It's his first time on the program, headlining all weekend here at the Washington, D.C. Improv, and I'm so excited to have him. It's Dave Attell, everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Doug, I've been waiting for this since 419. I really am into it. I brought my 415 face, my 415 game. I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, we start our 420 show, you know, a few minutes late because I got something else to do at that time.
I understand.
And I'm, you know, excited that you're here, and I'm talking to you first in case you mentioned you might need some cigarette breaks during the show.
Yes, and I also took it to the next level. I dressed as a ticket scalper from the 90s. So if anybody needs Blue Oyster Cult, I'll be outside.
Well, thanks for being here, dude. And yeah, well, let me know whenever you need a smoke break. Also joining us, it's his second time on the show. I met him in Orlando, but he's from this area, so he's here now, and it's Rob Mayer, everybody.
Yeah.
Yo.
Big Rob.
What's up, improv? Thanks for having me back on, Doug. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We had a great time down there in Florida.
We did. It was a good episode, right? You guys listened several times, or not.
Yeah, don't get crazy.
I'm sorry. Come on, too strong.
Yeah, there's always another one of these. They're super long. Are you guys all right with how long they are, the episodes? Okay, I guess I knew what you were going to say. Just for anybody that's listening that thinks they're too long, that you know you're wrong. But you guys like it, so I'm going to keep doing it. And also joining us again, how many times have you been on before, you think?
I think this is fourth?
I was talking to Dookie. Oh. JK, it's Andy Haynes, everybody.
Hi. Congratulations, Redskin fans. How about that? Yeah. All right, fuck you.
Wait, okay, so who booed? Are those people that drove in from somewhere else? Is that why?
Oh, we hate the name.
You hate the name Redskins. Okay, good for you.
The Ravens are playing right now. You're not that big of a fan, so.
It's early in the season, right?
Yeah. I'm a Seahawks fan, actually. We're London's team.
Well, that's interesting. No one cheered or booed the Seahawks.
Sounds like just my comedy. The mayonnaise of comedy.
Yeah, you got to pass on that. Nobody had an opinion one way or the other. But they do have an opinion about this. For his 17th appearance on the show.
Maybe.
It's Doogie Horner!
Thank you. Great to be back.
What's up, man?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited that you have a book that you created, the Die Hard Christmas.
Yep.
That's going to be like a staple now. People are going to pick up copies of that every year around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah, I had a lot of people write to me, and they're like, thank you for making this. I can't wait to read it to my child. And I was like, oh, please don't.
Because it's just straight up Die Hard, but in a cartoon comic form.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a mashup of Die Hard and The Night Before Christmas. So there's actually a surprising amount of parallels. It's a man discovering a nighttime intruder, and, you know, and...
Et cetera.
Like, there's one parallel. I'm like, there's so many. I'll just mention one, but you know the rest. And
yeah, you saw Bruce Willis on that roast on Comedy Central came out, and he thinks it's definitively not a Christmas movie, Die Hard. And your book and lots of other things to me say he is fucking wrong.
Yeah, how would he know? How would he know?
Right?
Who is he?
Why does he get to decide?
Who does he think he is?
I say yippee-ki-no, motherfucker.
That's right.
Wow.
That didn't even make any sense. I still have that no ho ho thing in my stuck in my head. So, are we fortunate enough that a copy of that book is going in the prize bag?
Yeah, I brought a copy of the Die Hard Christmas.
Yeah, pass that on over, dude.
I also have some very interesting cats, perhaps you weren't aware of.
Yeah, this cat book is fantastic. You got it already? It's a great book about cats that you weren't aware of, who are very interesting. And both of those are going in the bag. What do you have for us, Andy?
I have Oliver Stone's classic, The Doors.
And this there were so many things you could have said after the Oliver Stone classic.
Just one
that
of
one didn't leap to mind for most people.
Somehow this isn't in the Criterion Collection yet, and but it is the 15th anniversary edition, which was
how many years ago?
So many. but my parents still buy DVDs. They see a movie once, and if they liked it even a little bit, they'll buy the DVD. And so I stole this.
Oh, that's from your parents?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even crack the...
They don't crack many of them. They've already seen the movie.
They didn't even break on through, break on through, break on through, break on through.
Yeah, break on through that rapping.
It's good. For the back, the only quote they could get was Oliver Stone's finest hour, ... So the sentence was probably something about was Wall Street.
This was his finest hour, but it's 2 hours long. So
exactly.
Tells you a lot.
There's one fine hour in that 2.5 hour movie. Rob Mayer, what have you got for the bag?
Tough act to follow, but I got some condoms that say, once you go white, you'll still be tight. Little saying of mine. I wouldn't use them, but I made them myself. Some koozies, Die Laughing Productions. Shout out to my murder mystery company. It'll be here Halloween night. And I've been working with David Koechner from Todd Packer from The Office, Champ Kind from Anchorman. He does a joke about his daughter serenading him with a recorder every morning. And we were in Iowa, and the sound guy thought it would be funny to buy him a recorder. And he's like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? So I took it. Then I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And now it's going to you. It's a Yamaha. It's the YRS 20B. It's the best one. Yeah, we don't fuck around. So jam session.
All right. Yeah, pass all that down here. It's just like a piccolo, right? The recorder?
It comes with instructions, which I think is weird.
Just a piccolo.
Pretty
yeah,
simple.
Okay. Slow down. Okay. Back up.
Is Jimi Hendrix just a guitarist?
Okay. Yeah, really.
Yeah, give us a little something.
Yeah.
Any requests?
Something by the Doors? Maybe Riders on the Storm?
Oh, I thought... What's the one where it's like you plug it in? Oh,
that's a piano.
Harmony.
Happens all the time.
You plug in a piano. That's like called a harmonicum or something like
yeah.
that, right?
Okay.
Harmonium?
Yeah. Harmonicum.
Are you going to smoke out of that?
Okay.
Yep, that sums it up.
This is yes. You're gonna have a lot of learning to do if this lands in your hands. Because I would learn to play it if I owned it. What do you got for us, Dave?
Well, sorry, I went with a theme. So is that cool or no?
No, it's fine. It's good.
Okay. First, I'm gonna start off with this is a classic Bumping Mics t-shirt. This is a show that I do with Jeff Ross where we both go on together, and it'll be out on Netflix November 28th, I think. So this is the first one. I'll pass it down. Thank you.
Sweet.
And in honor of freedom of speech, of course, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg mints. I think this is the way to go. She is awesome. And if these mints are half as awesome as she is, then it's quite a gift, if you ask me. And then, of course, since I'm old, I always have a book of stamps on me. So there you go.
Nice.
Once you hit 40, you got to have at least a book of stamps on you. So
you can mail that DVD back to Andy's parents.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those...
Put them in the bag. Come on.
You didn't read what it says on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg judgments.
What does it say?
It says, don't lose your appeal.
Oh.
Nice.
Ironically good.
Classic Ginsburg.
This is turning into the Capitol Steps all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty political today. And thank you for bringing all that stuff. Somebody's going to win all of it. And but first, before we get to that, I got a question for you guys. We'll start with Doogie. What was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie I saw, we went to the Mahoning Drive-In and saw a double feature, Gremlins 2. And the actor who played Billy was there, and he did a Q&A.
What?
Wow. Yeah, Zach Galligan.
Yes.
Yeah, he was there, and he did a Q&A. It was very nice. I asked him. I tried to ask him in a nice way if he thought Gremlins 2 sucked, but I didn't want to insult him, so I was like, Gremlins 2 was different than Gremlins 1. What did you think about that? And he said he thought it was over the top. Although I was surprised. I remembered Gremlins 2 as sucking at the time. But watching it now, I was really impressed. It's so crazy. It's so unique.
It's kind of the Die Hard of Gremlins, right?
Whoa! It's actually a lot like the Die Hard 2 of Gremlins.
Which but is it a Christmas
insane.
Movie?
Yeah, Gremlins Die 2? Hard 2 and yeah. Gremlins 2 both have that horrific plane crash at the beginning.
Yeah. Yep. Terrorists show up.
United 93, too. Oh. Wow.
Okay, so, but thumbs up to both Gremlins and Gremlins the New Batch?
Yeah, they were both great. I was just surprised that Gremlins 2 is better than I remembered it.
Okay.
Was Gizmo in it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the second one.
Do they have more things like, you know, don't get them wet, don't feed them peanuts? Do they have any, like, more alt, you know, things he's not supposed to do?
He can't have gluten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't raise their self-esteem. That's, yes. That'll get them to act up.
Yep. Give him a kale chip or something if he gets crazy.
That'd be a fun reboot. There's new rules.
Yes.
New rules for the Gremlins. Easier ones to follow. Don't let them eat after midnight. It's rough because it's always after midnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we discussed that.
Yeah.
I think it's okay once the sun rises.
Yeah, they're like vampires.
But I don't know.
Andy Haynes, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, it's not funny. I saw July 22nd.
What?
That's hilarious. No.
You just stared at a calendar for 2 hours?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Is that why you had United 93 on the brain? Because it's the same director.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and it's all about a horrific school shooting that happened where? It's
not a school shooting. It was a UN camp in Norway.
Camp.
Oh, right.
But actually, I think it's very important to see because it brings up, and this is me not being funny at all, I think it's a very important moment to watch this film because it talks a lot about xenophobia and the things that bring people to, like, immigrate, you know, to other countries and then, like, the backlash of idiots. So, watch it.
All right, it's on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah.
And you saw it that way or in the theater?
I saw it at one of those fancy WGA things.
It's pretty rough, though, right? Is it hard to get through?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to talk about it? Can we do a Q&A?
What about you, Rob? Do you have something more fun to talk about?
Well, compared to that, yeah, anything. I saw A Star Is Born.
Mm.
Yes. The Streisand version. No. Went to the wrong theater. It fucking happens. No, I saw it Friday night. It was very good.
Okay, but for the record, not enough shooting in that one.
No. No.
That's how I felt about it.
Wait till the director's cut. So.
But it's really good, but it's also... Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga it's crazy how talented they are.
It's not fair, really.
It's really, that he did every, he wrote the songs and directed the movie and adopted the dog. And
At least he's not good looking, though, right? What an asshole. You know, fuck that movie, it sucks. Don't support them, they're doing okay without you.
That would be funny if, like, when he really gets to work, he has to go, like, cover all the mirrors. I gotta concentrate. I can't look at myself. I'm too gorgeous.
Okay, Dave, it's your turn. Oh. Have you seen a movie lately?
Oh, okay. Well, make me out like I'm the Make-A-Wish kid. Yeah, I go see movies. I'm a normal person.
Yeah. What's going to be the last movie you ever saw?
I don't know. Is a. Is a free puppet show at the homeless shelter a movie? I don't know. Jeez, Doug. Well, let's see. So many to choose from. I saw Identical Strangers. Did anybody see that? Yes. It's about three guys who were raised. They were from their triplets, and they were separated at birth for some kind of very scientific experiment about nature versus nurture. And triplets, you know, which is also my favorite type of porn. And it was really interesting. It was very interesting. So I say check it out.
Were the... I mean, do they get into the moral implications of somebody deciding, hey, we want to just do this test, so we're going to separate these triplets?
Yeah, it was one of those things of like how, you know, a lot of them were raised almost like a couple miles away, and they never knew they had identical siblings. So it was that whole thing.
Holy
it was like
shit.
How it would never happen now, you know, because of the web or something like that.
But, and at the end, they go back and murder the people that made the decision. The people decided to do that. They go get revenge.
Well, I didn't watch it to the end. It's more of a whodunit to me. I mean, I gave it a good 15, and you know, then I switched over.
All right, I got one more question for everybody. We'll start again with Doogie, and that is, it is October. Halloween's coming up. People love to watch scary movies year round, but this is a especially good scary movie time. So I'd like each of you, start with you, Doogie, recommend a horror movie.
Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Hey, come on!
It is spooky, spooky. So, and I also think it's so important right now to watch this film because it deals with...
Couldn't agree more.
People coming here that are different and how we react to that, and xenophobia, how we treat monsters that multiply at a frightening rate. And so it's a really important film. And no, I love horror movies. I go to a 24-hour marathon every year, and it gets longer every
year. Which movie do they show?
It's The Doors? No. my favorite scary movie is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
It's just a great it's one of those movies where it's got certain elements about it that are really good, mm-hmm. but then certain elements about it that are so bad, it makes it seem real. Do you know what I mean? Like, the actors are so untrained, or Toby Hooper makes some strange choices that, for, you know, fleeting moments, make the movie seem, like, really real, but then he also does really good things that, you know, surprise you. So that's why I think it's so scary, because it's kind of realistic, but kind of not. And if you like chainsaws, hey, I got good news for you.
No, you're in.
And they've remade it a bunch of times, so you're saying go back and just watch the original.
Just watch the original, yeah. The new ones are for me, they're a little too gruesome. Like, I like to be scared, not grossed out. They're like traumatized.
Yeah, but there's something about that first one that's just got an ickiness to it.
It does, yeah, the close-up of the meat at the beginning. But it's still not as scary as, like, contemporary horror. It's too effective. Like, the sound design is so good. I'm on the edge of my seat the whole time, and it's kind of unpleasant. I like a little scare. I know it's supposed to be the point of horror, but I like a balance. A little scary, little
You gotta
funny.
Get a bigger seat.
It sounds like you also wouldn't like the haunted house thing where you walk through and people just jump out every
God,
other
I
corner.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, because that's all
so
it is.
Annoying.
It's just we're going to jump out at you, and you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you walk along until it does.
The scariest part of that, too, is I'm like, what kind of person does this job? You know, like, what kind of person, this is their idea of fun?
Well, let me tell you why we do it.
There's so many perks, especially these days. You're not allowed to just jump out at people, except for there.
Yeah.
And there's some where you have to sign like a thing before you go in that says it's okay that they touch you.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
That's definitely the one where Dave works.
No. It's a PC haunted house.
We touch you spiritually, but not physically.
Andy, do you have a good rec for horror?
July 22nd. No, Mandy. That was the fucking... That was such a great
You
movie.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Nicolas Cage. towards the beginning of the movie with his wife Mandy. Andy, you could play Mandy. You're so close in spelling.
Are we doing the joke?
You should say that to people when they say, what's your name? Andy, like Mandy without the M. Okay, so this
already
is...
Already do it.
Do you? This is... It's, or it's like Brandy without the brr. Okay, so this is Nicolas Cage early on in that movie. He says, knock, knock.
Who's there?
For people listening at home, that was still Andy. Voice.
Yeah, that's still Andy, you guys.
Still Andy, folks.
That's not Mandy, that's Andy.
Incredible.
It's Andy without the M. Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada who?
Eric Estrada from Chips. I don't think she even laughs. She just looks at him like, so how was work?
No, but it's kind of like the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's like that 70s weird, like,
yeah.
Tonal, there's a fucking,
yeah, the whole
bizarro
creepiness
shit
to it, and it's like an art house slasher movie.
Yeah, it's one of the good Nicolas Cage movies. You know what I mean? Like where they gave him the right amount of ketamine or whatever, and
like Con Air.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Family Guy or whatever that one is.
Family Man?
Family Man, yeah, yeah.
You like
Family
that
Guy's
one?
A different show.
No.
I don't think. Yeah. He's got a lot of movies with man in the title, I think. But maybe that's why he wanted to be Superman. I can't believe a Nick Cage Superman didn't happen. That would have been so fucking awesome. What do you mean it did? Oh, Kick-Ass, you mean? What? Teen Titans Go to the Movies? How old do I look to you? If teen is in the title, I'm going to opt out. But I did hear it was good. Yeah, I heard it was really good. I heard they did a great job. Patton Oswalt loves it. But I think he's also a voice in it. Rob?
The scene that's always stuck with me is in When a Stranger Calls, when the phone call and it's calling from it's coming from inside the house. It's,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. It's I don't have children because of that, or a house, or a phone. It really made it did a number on me.
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, too real. All right.
I mean, I still don't even get. There was pre-cell phone, so somehow the guy was able to pick up the phone in the house and dial that. It would be busy if he called the house that he's in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But it's such a scary concept right. To be like, oh no, that murderer is calling from in another room of the house. But shit, doesn't make any sense.
I never thought of
maybe
that.
Maybe they have two lines.
Yeah, that was the thing.
It's a love letter to the landline.
Wait, but how? It still wouldn't ring because the phone is off the hook. You switch lines by just touching the thing.
I had different lines upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, you had like a business or some shit?
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow. You bougie bitch. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Look out. Phone in every room.
Look out. The murderer had to dial 9 to get a line out. Fucking old phone humor. Remember when we'd get together at the Rotary Club?
Yeah.
Dude, that was off the hook. And
boy.
Now they're angry.
Too far, Doogie. Too far. Dave?
Why am I always the last guy on this thing?
Just to give you time to,
reflect.
To leave and smoke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That would have been a good smoke break for you, but what's,
well,
do you, are there any
know,
movies
there's so many great
you?
Choices out there, that's for sure. But
yeah.
I usually like to start Halloween early with like maybe like a Dance Moms marathon, and then... then I segue right into some of the greatest movies ever made. And I'll say all-time classic, still gets me crazy, have to turn the light on, is The Exorcist. And I really do love this movie for so many reasons. And that was the movie that made me feel really lucky to be Jewish. So... There you go. Members of the tribe, thank you. That was the one.
That was also the movie that gave Clarence Thomas something to say around the office. It's true. Yeah, he got in trouble for saying there's a pubic hair in my Coke, which is a line in The Exorcist.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that movie's crazy scary. Do you ever see that outtake where Linda Blair walks like a spider upside down?
Cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Why didn't that make it?
I don't know. Because they were like, you know what, this is pushing reality.
You know?
This scene.
But that's one of the movies that I actually got to see when it came out, you know, with my incredibly cool parents. They're like, let's go see this.
Yeah.
And we went to go see it. That was like...
long-ass lines and everything.
And then we just basically drove drunk around town. You know, it's like a different time.
Just another family night out.
And I'm not particularly religious, but I do still feel like that's one of the scariest movies, but people who are religious are really freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really...
Sorry I brought it up.
Some fucked up shit. I mean, it's no July 22.
What is...
Which is my brother's birthday. That's fucked up.
That's the real tragedy there.
Yeah. That's what really, you know, next time you're going to go do something terrible, look at a calendar. People have a birthday that day.
No, it's rude.
All right, thanks for your answers to those questions. You guys were honest and forthright and beautiful. But now I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got games to play. Everyone else on the panel knows this, but Dave might be surprised by the name tags that will suddenly appear. You guys are so shy. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Look at all that.
Yeah.
I am surprised.
Yeah. It's weird.
Is someone missing? What's going on here?
Yes, they're all missing posters. And, oh, the Alexis Chainsaw Massacre. I didn't see that one. And I really like my face on the Chainsaw Massacre guy. That's a good look. So, Dave, what you have to do is you have to pick one. Some of them have your face on it because people figured out you'd be here. What you have to do is pick one that you want to play on behalf of for the rest of the show.
Okay.
So just pick one that you like. And,
well, can I go at the end then?
No, just go. Everybody, just go grab one and.
Okay.
Right now, and while you guys do that, we're gonna go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? With Blue Chew, that's blue like the color, you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready anytime, day or night. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No more in-person doctor's visits, no more waiting in the pharmacy. Best of all, no more awkwardness. Blue Chew is made in the USA and shipped direct, so they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DLM. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code DLM to try it free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice. Back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job. We did it. And one of the name tags was taped some booze, Tito's. Thank you very much for that. That's a kind of big one too. It's bigger than I'm used to. And then a Knob Creek whiskey, but I'll put that in the prize bag. And then also somebody threw up some 7-Eleven Donettis, and so those will go in the prize bag too. And then I see also there's a whole box of Dunkin' Donuts right there. Can you do you mind just shoving them across like you're a bartender and it's the Old West? Thank you. All right. Now they're nice and close. What do you got there, Doogie? Who are you playing on behalf of?
Lar Wars. I think that's how. Okay, yeah. I got Lar Wars, The Empire Strikes Mask. Strikes Mask?
My last name is Massantonio.
Last name is Massantonio, which of course begins M-A-S-C.
Now it makes sense.
S-C.
Yeah.
Of course.
The Empire Strikes Massantonio.
Don't be stupid, Doogie.
Lar.
Get it together. But lots of great guesses of who the guests are going to be on the front, and great job.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Not here.
What do you got, Andy?
I got a boom, 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 boom. That's a, get it? Because of Birdman. Bird Ryan, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, and it's got the Obamas on it. Trey, Tom Takkar.
They thought I might get the Obamas as guests? Do they even live in D.C.? They do?
They moved to SoCal. They're in production these days.
Got Eddie the Eagle on there. And
Why do you have the San Diego Comedy Club on there?
Because Eddie the Eagle is a regular guest on the show now. And Sarah Silverman.
PFT.
Yep. Great. Great job. What do you got there, Rob?
I got Katie Shack.
Oh, so
Shout
much
out
candy.
To Katie. A lot of candy. Some Kit Kats, some Reese's. You're on here, Doug, picture.
It's as if the movie starred Roddy Dangerfield, Jeff Tate, and me.
It's a great movie.
And Katie, of course, as Chevy Chase.
Of course. And it's got, the whole number is 420. It's a long fucking course, so that's a very... I shot 6,000 today, so... And as a note for Doug on the back, I don't know if I'm allowed
to
read that.
That'll be the shithead at the end if you don't prevail.
Okay.
That'll be their consolation. Same with you, Dave. There's probably something written on the back there. Don't worry about it.
I didn't get a shithead.
Oh, it happens sometimes. Sometimes.
Great work.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll win today, Andy.
Probably.
Won't be a problem. Dave, what do you got? You got one that I spoke of earlier. It's one of my favorites.
Well, this one's very interesting. It's from Ant Dan and the Wasp. And I think I did their morning show in the 80s. But this one, Doug, if you take a look, you're this ant over here, and I'm this one percenter wasp right on the bottom. And I think this has to do with... I think it has to do with voter registration or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. There's definitely a message to it. But I like the simplicity of it. And I assume... I don't know Dan, but I assume he has his own exterminator business. So... And there is a message in the back, too.
Do you like the pumpkin-shaped Reese's? Do you enjoy that?
Well, it's not my go-to candy.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, there you go. I feel already
only.
Like I've lost the game.
But you do get to keep all the candy on there if you do want it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, just for Dan. 2 hours of work. Wow. Yeah. All right.
This is great.
But that's why they put the candy on there, not because it's Halloween month, but because they're bribing you to pick the name tag.
Oh, I see.
But it also had your face on it, which is another way to go. You guys are so clever. Thanks for doing that. And let's play some games.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes.
Let's keep the energy down.
Now, this first game, Dave, is called Live, Die, Repeat. And you're going to say, why is this a game? And it just is. I'm sorry that it is.
I thought it was my career.
I'm going to say the title of a film. And then the first one of you that repeats it back correctly in its entirety is the winner. Yeah. It's a game for people who aren't good at trivia but are good at hearing words and then saying them back.
Fuck.
And just for fun today, I've got a practice round.
Yeah, we need it.
And then the real one.
Okay, good.
Okay, so... Of course, this is just between the people on stage.
Step Up Revolution. No?
Dude, you don't know this, but I love a pre-guess.
Okay.
Because what if you'd been right? That'd be so
Wouldn't
fucking
that be the
cool.
Best? See, Dan? Putting a mind fuck on the other opponents.
Everyone would be like, fake news! Because it seems rigged. Okay. Why am I looking at just Doogie? Gotta look at everybody.
It's hard not to.
All right, here we go. Just as soon as you think you know what the title is, just
practice.
Just say it.
It's practice.
This one doesn't count.
Is this one for practice?
And the next one hardly matters at all either. Okay. The Werewolf of
London. Sorry.
You gotta go from the beginning. You gotta say the whole thing.
The Werewolf of London.
No.
Okay.
The Werewolf of Washington.
The Werewolf of Washington.
That is correct.
Damn it.
It's harder.
You did it.
I was like, we don't need a practice round, but I think we actually need two.
Right?
No.
That's why you've been on 19 times.
I could do this all day. That number is not accurate. Don't get the corrections department.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
But do we all say it at the same time, or do we buzz in or something?
No, you do it like Doogie did. You just say it as soon as you know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm sitting about 80 yards away from you.
Right, I know. Like, I was at the Science Museum today, and you're definitely hearing it later.
Okay. I'm putting a protest on right now.
Make sure your mic cord isn't kinked up like that, because it's like a garden hose in it. It won't. Okay, so here's the real one. That was just a warm up.
The Werewolf of London.
Damn it. I mean, the movie's called American Werewolf in London.
I was a little confused.
Whoever said that.
There.
Okay, here we go. Sherlock Holmes in
Sherlock Holmes in Love.
Damn it.
That sounds like a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Because intelligence is sexy, am I right, Katie Shack? Not an answer I was looking for, no. She's
Watts is just frustrated every time he goes to see Holmes, there's a sock on the door. On the doorknob.
I liked it better when you were doing heroin all the time.
Yeah. Okay, Sherlock Holmes in... Let's recap. The first one was
Sherlock Holmes in Washington.
That's right.
Yes!
Sherlock Holmes in Washington.
Oh, smart.
That's a movie?
Yeah, he and Watson come to Washington, D.C. To solve a murder.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know of what.
About democracy. That
but that's what it's about.
I'll give that one two yawns.
It's an old movie. It's an old movie. Okay. All right, great job, guys.
We did really well. I'm proud of us.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Easiest possible game, and we barely did it. Barely.
Well, Rob did it. Rob succeeded.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So easy.
So Rob gets to go first in our next game.
Oh.
Yeah, and then and then we'll go to Andy, and then Doogie, and then Dave, and
I can't believe it. I'm filing a protest with the Olympic Committee right now. There's some dosing going on here.
Yeah, I think you'll be in good shape, dude, because we're gonna play. This is the first time we've played it.
Yeah.
Matt Fleck.
Well, I'm great at this.
No, it's not a reboot of Matlock. It's a game where the answer is Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, or both.
Mm. Oh. This is
okay.
Good.
So right. I will say, starting with Rob, I will tell Rob the name of a movie. He'll tell me if it's got Affleck, Damon, or both. If he misses, Andy gets to guess. And if Andy misses, you can figure it out, you guys, that the third person is going to get a gimme if they're into paying attention. Which I've found some comedians are not. But I think you guys are going to do great. Rob?
Yep.
Damon Affleck or both. The film is called Euro Trip.
Yeah. That is Damon.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
Please hold your golf applause until I say.
That's a good one.
It was such a smattering over there. Like the dictionary took a picture of that group of people to put next to smattering. Okay, he gets a point. By he,
you're keeping score on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you thought we were going to buzz in.
This isn't just my manifesto.
Wow, get with it. How about an iPad? What do you think, huh?
Oh man, the battery's dead, and I don't.
Doug loves paper.
Shit. I really do. I love the trees contribute to my show. Yeah. All right, so we're going to start with you, Andy. Damon, Affleck, or both, Avengers Infinity War. I love how you turn your head to the side like a German shepherd.
What? I'm going to say
it hurt a
Damon.
Cat. What?
Damon.
That is correct. Hold!
Wow.
Hold your actions.
I know how comic book rights work.
Wait, what?
One of those people plays Batman. DC universe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm. Wow.
That's
yeah.
Just
talk about
showing off over
talk
here.
About Sherlock Holmes in Washington.
Wow. What time does your mom have to pick up after the show? I didn't know we had a full tilt nerd in the
it's
room.
It's not my mom. It's a short bus.
All right. So you got to start us off on this one, Doogie. People are killing it.
Get ready for the street to end.
Thor Ragnarok. Damon, Affleck, or both?
Is that the... I guess Damon?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt Damon loves a fucking cameo.
What does he do with it? What does he just show up? He's like, how do you like them apples? Anyway,
no,
back
he's,
to...
No,
how do you like them, Thor? Are they good? Okay, I'll see you later. Bye, everyone. It's me.
There's a scene early on where Loki is watching a play about his own life, and Matt Damon plays Loki in the play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But you didn't question Damon in Infinity War.
I did question that, too.
Oh,
I thought that was odd.
He's he and Alan Tudyk are they're country bumpkins, and they both get murdered.
That's in Deadpool.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2, that's right. Holy fuck.
Wow. Thank you.
You're the winner.
Thank you.
Does my
All right,
point
so whose
still
point
count?
Do I have to take back?
No, don't. No. I need this. My mom.
All right. Hope I don't fuck up more. Doogie got that one. Okay. Here you go, Dave.
I'm going to blind bet. Ready?
Yeah.
I like it.
Joaquin Phoenix. All right, why not? Why not? And, man, we're going to play hard.
You can play anything.
Dave, Mystic Pizza is the movie.
What?
Yeah. Mystic Pizza.
Hold on. Let me get into my time machine.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, or both?
All right. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to say both.
No.
No?
Sorry.
Can I give another guess?
No.
Can I give two more guesses?
Rob gets to jump in now.
Affleck?
No.
Shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess
Andy.
Matt Damon.
Good guess. Oh. That's right. That's how this is done.
You're welcome.
Julia Roberts.
Wow. I like I'm the only
Portuguese.
Guy up here who gets the rom-coms. I love that.
Doogie?
Yo.
Which one or both was in Finding Forrester?
Oh, I remember that movie. It was like, they put the seams of the socks on the wrong side. Remember?
You're the man now, dog. Yeah.
That wasn't my impression of Sean Connery. That was my impression of Daryl Hammond on SNL doing Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Suck it, Trebek.
All right. What is the answer there, Doogie?
Damon.
That is correct. Come on, give it up for Doogie.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was really short. Really short chance. Just like someone saying my name twice.
All right, Dave, we're back to you, and this time it is not a rom-com. Well, depends how you look at it.
Born Identity.
Which one or both was in Courage Under Fire? Mm. Courage Under Fire.
Oh, that was, what should we call it? Matt. Matt was in that.
Matt Damon?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, thank you.
On the board.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is competitive. But also, it's going to get really tough now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were the easy ones. Especially Avengers Infinity War.
Classic Damon.
Yeah. He might be in there. Brad Pitt was? No, he wasn't. Who's first? Whose turn is it?
Dave. I am up.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Rob. Okay, Rob. Damon, Affleck, or both, The Third Wheel. Movie no one's heard of.
Both.
That is correct. Yes!
Wow.
Wow.
My favorite movie of theirs that they're both in. Clearly the best one.
It's them and then Gilbert Godfrey, and he's the third wheel.
He's never the third wheel.
Okay, Andy. The film is called Glory Days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're passing by.
Glory Days. And Days is spelled D-A-Z-E.
Oh.
If that helps
okay.
you. If that helps you at all.
I'm going to say Affleck.
No.
Wow.
Doogie.
Both.
That is correct for wow. the win. Doogie is our winner.
Wow.
Doogie.
Congratulations.
Just for fun, though. Just for fun, which of those guys or both do you think was in the movie Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
Damon.
Matt.
What didn't we say?
Both.
Both is correct. They're
really?
Both in Field of Dreams extras.
They play corn.
They're both
yeah,
fucking.
They're
they both play
the
corn in the field. And Ray Liotta had to like push him out of the way to have a catch with his dad, his yeah. friend,
this is,
his son.
It's a,
don't give the whole movie away. I want to watch it. I want to watch it when they get home.
They're throwing the ball back and forth. You're my son. You're my dad. You're my son.
Cornfield of Ghosts.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
would have been a better
It's not a Christmas movie.
All right. Well, does Field of Dreams not hold up? Do you guys still think it's great or no?
I think it holds up.
Mixed. No. Yeah, mixed, I think.
I haven't seen it in here.
Ray Liotta is so good at playing, you know, serial killers and crazy people that, like, when he laughs in that movie, it's still terrifying. Right? He's supposed to be this friendly baseball player from the corn. He's just like... And now he's doing commercials for something. What was that? What's that drug he's doing commercials for? Oh my God! You guys chanted Jeez. Chantix.
Hi, I'm Ray Liotta. Fuck you. Buy this.
Yeah.
Get the fuck.
Get out. The fucking Chantix.
Jesus.
I'm tired of your antics. Buy some Chantix. Okay, we're gonna play one more game, and who won that last one? Doogie did. Okay, so we'll start with Doogie. Then we'll go to Andy.
And then sometime tomorrow,
maybe. Then Rob. And then Dave. Here's a little tradition we have on the show, Dave, where people bring donuts to me.
Oh, yeah?
And then I proceed to chuck them into the crowd.
Oh, that's great.
Would you like to throw a donut to the audience?
Is that
Would
even
that
legal
be fun
anymore
for you?
Or no? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely ask first.
The staff loves it.
Try okay. to throw it to somebody.
I got a glaze coming in.
Oh, shit. Here we
Ready?
Go.
Coming hot.
Whoa! And lawsuit.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
It's fun.
All right, we'll go.
Here
this.
Goes Rob.
Wow. This is really...
Nice. Somebody hurt.
This is right.
I do this because it's fun for the listeners.
Oh, is it? It's like a 1% of ring toss.
I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. Jesus.
But you had like you're throw it far, and you went. It was,
I was trying. I thought it was
out.
A frisbee. Jesus.
Yeah. All right, now this was kind of messy.
This was
dude.
Cream. You so be careful.
Yeah, nobody
get your ponchos pick, out. Get your ponchos out.
Put it right into somebody's hands if you can. Oh shit!
Wow. Oh wow!
Oh,
oh, what a snack.
Oh. Yes. What a connection.
Wow.
I feel like Ray Liotta in Field of Dreams.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Is that your father that just caught
Ninja
that?
Donut.
And he disappears into the field.
That guy just outed himself as a CIA agent.
That guy behind him is so relieved. That was going right for your face.
Yeah, it was.
I was aiming for that side, but not very good.
Oh, that was fun. Okay. So, where were we? I'm going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member so we could play Last Man Stanton. And the idea is whatever actor they come up with, we take turns naming movies that they've been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once.
Okay.
Over the course of the game.
I have a question.
Please.
What hotel did you come up with these games in? That's what I want to know. Was it the La Quinta Inn? Because that's where I get all my best ideas.
I was in a La Quinta in Tulsa.
Okay.
And I was just like, I hope podcasting gets invented.
That donut throwing thing is genius.
That is
good. That's going to take off.
I didn't hurt anybody, did I?
Don't.
Just emotionally.
You can't ask them that because then they can say yes, and then that's the lawsuit starts right there.
That's not how I operate.
Yeah, yeah. You have to deny. That wasn't my donut.
That was another guy.
That was some other guy brought a donut, and I got rid of it. I don't know what happened to it when it left my hand.
Your Honor.
Yeah, exactly.
In my defense, I thought it would be funny.
Yeah. Well, it often is, but I appreciate the people that come to the show and don't ever complain about getting hit in the face with a donut. Because it has happened.
Well,
all right.
I like how you only throw out six. I think that's great. How about Munchkins next time? What do you think? Let's really, like, spray the crowd with delicious. Write it down on your paper. Ideas for next game. Yes! The saddest donuts in the world. Thank you. Whoa! We made it! Oh, what the... Oh!
All right.
Yes! Oh!
All right, to get it?
Let me hold up a name tag for me to hit. There you go. That one right there is good.
Oh.
It went in a glass.
Right in the glass. Thank you very much. That name tag was a great backboard. Oh, my God.
There's
a lot of anger in that throw. I saw that.
I just love the noise it makes. We'll also have a better chance of hitting the target if we just get it over with quickly. That's too small. I don't want to... I need something bigger. No. All right, that one's cool.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Collateral damage. The films of Tom Cruise. Or no, that was just collateral, right? All right. Where is Eury, D.C.? EURY, D.C. That's you? Hi. What's your name?
Jennifer.
What do you do, Jennifer?
A project manager.
That's a good idea. Keep it a secret. Top secret project. I'm going to manage it. And what's your suggestion for Last Man Stanton today?
Robert Downey Jr.
RDJ, Robert Downey Jr. Now let me take a look at the panel. You guys feel confident about the movies of Robert Downey Jr.?
Sure. No.
Okay. Doesn't feel strong, like you are strong on that. So I'm going to get a second name just to make this interesting and last a little longer. Where is Ryan _ Largent? Right there?
Yeah.
Why is that funny? Because your name tag got picked?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that happens like that all the time? So yeah, you got a chance to really rig the game. You know, take a look at Andy. He clearly knows the films of Eminem.
And Shaq.
So which what name do you want to do? Oh wait, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you the question. What do you do for a living? I don't really, I'm not interested.
What does he do?
He works at a coffee shop.
Ooh.
And I love that you didn't say barista. That's cool. Oh, you don't work at a coffee shop?
We'll go with
coffee shop? What were you trying to say? You work at a concert venue.
Yes.
Oh, are you a project manager there? Everybody comes in with real vague shit here in D.C. Don't do crowd work here. Okay. So.
True that.
What's your suggestion, dude?
Tim Burton.
Oh, so we're going director, not just acting roles. Because I think he's appeared on camera once or twice. But the films of Tim Burton, that you know, I appreciate that because I'm going to see Beetlejuice later today. But tonight. That's what we've got, you guys. I'm sorry. I tried to get you something a little bit more manageable. But so it's the films. Let's just go films that Tim Burton directed. Let's not do movies he produced, because that's a much bigger list, I think.
Okay.
And
that totally changes my strategy.
You guys, yeah. You guys take it deep, man.
What about executive produced?
Yes.
No, he has to have directed it, or he has to be a puppet in it. And let me write it down real quick. There it is. Okay. What do we decide? It's first you?
Me.
Okay. Just name anything that Robert Downey Jr. has acted in or Tim Burton has directed.
Oh, I could do either one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I'll do Beetlejuice, and that's for Tim Burton.
See? Okay. You're right.
Sadly, Robert Downey Jr. was not in that, although that would have been great.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever worked together, but I might be surprised by an answer. Andy?
I'll do Weird Science.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a smart play. Dave?
Sherlock Holmes.
What the fuck was that movie called? Was it just Sherlock Holmes, or did it have more words?
Do I have to say it? You didn't say that in the beginning.
I meant to say it.
I must have missed that during the donut massacre. All right, so then Edward Scissorhands for Burton.
Okay, good call.
Okay, there
good
you
call.
Go. Sorry, buddy.
I wish I knew what the title was. I would
have
said.
Oh, I didn't have to get it in Old Valerian to get a score up here. But wow. Really?
All right.
Doug's very anal movie show. Wow, all right.
Yeah, I just... Doug Loves Anal didn't sound right.
Can somebody high-five Doug for me?
I couldn't put my finger on what was wrong with it. Okay, sorry.
Doogie, can you high-five Doug for me? Because that was great. I would, but I'm about a mile and a half away from the host of the show here. So I'm actually on another podcast right now. So
what is your turn for an answer, Dave? I'll send a Sherpa.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so...
Send up a flare when it's my turn, please.
Okay, so Edward Scissorhands has been said, and then it's my turn, so I will say, directed by Tim Roth, the movie Big Eyes. Big Eyes.
Wow.
I mean, Tim Burton. Holy shit. We all know Tim Roth directed Small Eyes. But Doogie?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. Yeah. We got a groaner in the audience because I think you're one word off. Oh, he didn't direct it. You're right.
Oh.
I thought it might be A, but that's for a
Who
Nightmare
it?
On Elm Street.
Well, yeah, big mistake.
Well, you know, Tim Burton doesn't have time to sit there and move the little puppets, but he was certainly heavily involved, but go ahead. And they're right. I have to go with that. So name something else.
Ed Wood.
Yes, for sure. That's my favorite.
Everyone's angry I'm still in the game.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Hey, bullshit, he fucking got it wrong. Get him out of here. Get him out of here!
Yeah, even Lore Wars is like, I didn't want to win this way. No, she said go Doogie, so we're good. Andy?
Zodiac.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
At least I got one laugh.
Rob?
Less than zero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great one. Great
my one. Favorite number. Dave?
Natural Born Killers.
Uh-huh. I'll go with Iron Man 2. Ah!
The Doogie. New batch. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes!
Wow.
My second favorite movie by
Tim Burton directed that?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That was his first feature.
Yeah. Is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Large Marge still gives somebody in the audience nightmares.
It was 40 years
I overheard.
This very night!
Where are we?
Me?
No, I mean, what city are we in? Yes, Andy, go.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, of course.
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yep. What? Oh, yeah. Forgot who we were talking about. Spider-Man HC. Dave.
Should I go to my guy?
If you want.
Yeah.
What's your guy?
What do you want to do?
What do you got, Dan?
Can you dim the lights?
Whoa. Oh, he's standing up to tell him. This is unprecedented.
Oh, cool. Well,
Dave says.
I'm a huge fan of. it just came to me. A Scanner Darkly.
That is correct.
Boom. There we go.
What was your favorite part of that movie?
What was my favorite part of that movie? All right.
I'm still a little mad about that movie because, I don't know why I'm sharing this. They called me and asked me if I wanted to play that part in the movie, and I was like, yeah. And then a few weeks later, they called and said Robert Downey Jr. wanted to do it. So they're going a different way with it. Specifically the Robert Downey Jr. way. What a near miss in my career, because that movie was huge.
Was it originally called The Scanner Dougley?
It was! It seemed written for me. All right, who's up? Me?
You.
Yeah. I'm going to go to my lifeline. No, I'm going to say Frankenweenie.
Batman. I froze.
What's the second half? Oh, shit. Andy?
Avengers?
Oh, shit. Here they come. The full title zombies.
The Avengers?
Yeah, you could even add a Marvels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
No, I know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You could also put a Marvels in front of it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marvel's The Avengers.
On that one, yeah.
Wow. Copyright.
Good job.
Chinese studio.
Some of us just call it MTA, but that's. Rob?
The Avengers Infinity War?
Mm hmm. Or, I don't know if there's no the on it, but I'll let that go.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, let me recap some of them real quick. We've got Iron Man, we've got Iron Man 2. What do you think?
Well, let me see if I got this one now. Oh, damn it.
Did you audition for that as well, Doug?
I don't know. I'm thinking, this might be really wrong, but They All Laughed. Do you know that one? Robert Downey Jr.? Anybody know? Dorothy Stratton's last movie.
I don't think he was in that.
No.
But he was in stuff like that. He was also in Iron Man.
You don't have to be gentle to me.
He was in Iron Man. He was in Iron Man 2.
Yeah. No, I remember you gave me the list. I didn't know we were allowed to do the sequels.
Yeah, yeah, sequels count.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm doing a protest. Okay, Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Wow.
Sorry, Dan.
Big pull.
Sorry, Dan. It sucks when you're responsible for some guy's dream. It really does.
Now I'm trying to think of what was what they all laughed was like.
That was like a
substitute.
Ben Gazzara was in it. How old am I?
Yeah, he was in that for sure, and John Ritter was in there. And,
wasn't it a young?
Yeah, it was good. It was Bogdanovich, but
no, right?
What?
He wasn't.
But I don't think Robert Downey Jr. was in.
No, oh, I thought it was movies he might have seen.
Movies he would like.
I'm on the next level of game. I'll dumb it down. Don't worry. I'll dumb it down now. I apologize.
All right. I'm going to go Batman Returns.
Damn it.
Sorry.
That's what I was going to say.
Doogie.
I guess I'll say Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Okay.
What?
You heard me.
Oh, man.
Can you actually not hear down there?
I guess I'll say.
I'll say the most obscure movie.
Yes.
I just call it Mrs. P's House of C.
Wow.
Missy P's.
Andy?
Is he in Thor Ragnarok?
What?
Is Robert Downey Jr.?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think he is.
Can I call my lifeline?
Yeah.
What's the one where Robert Duvall is his dad?
Oh, right. Yeah, I know it. I'm going to say it later.
I know it. It's a good movie.
What do you suggest for him now, though?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, then just give me
just
one.
Just give him one.
Okay, Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Tim Burton did a version of it, yeah.
Great.
Good job.
A lot of fans out.
One of my favorite Tim Burton films.
Really love that
one.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. All right, Rob?
Did Captain America Winter Soldier?
Why is he in that one?
Because he's in all those fucking movies.
No.
He just shows up.
Nope. Even Tony Stark takes a break here and there.
Okay. Oh, Captain America Civil War.
Oh, nice.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Nice switcheroony.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, good save.
Some Dave of the battlefields for that movie are near here.
They are, yes.
Too soon.
What do you think, Dave?
Well, I'm going to say Spider-Man. Thanks for the point.
He was...
There was a technical problem. Those people living at home, I got it right. It's all good. And man, we're still in the game.
I love the bit, but he's only been in one Spider-Man movie, and that's the one we said already.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. Way to drop the hammer.
That was fun, though.
Let's see.
That was creative. Should I let him stay in another round for that?
Yes. Why get off on a laugh when you can stay in?
Exactly. Yeah. No need to flip the paper and look at the rules.
Oh, man. I'm going to just say the Robert Duvall thing. The Judge.
Oh.
It's a great movie.
Mm. Yeah,
I love it. It's like My Cousin Vinny, but not funny.
That was the slogan, actually.
Yeah.
Weird marketing. But.
He's not your cousin. His name isn't Vinny. He's the judge.
Oh, I thought of another one. Oh, anyway.
Whisper it to me.
What do you got, Doogie?
Did anybody say Infinity War yet?
I did in the wrong game.
I think I said it, yes.
But yeah, he said it.
Are you sure? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't have to. Big Fish.
Yeah, Big Fish.
Wow.
I was just hoping to save
it. You said it like it wasn't right or wasn't
it? No, I knew it was right, but I was hoping to save it for and say a more obvious one.
You said it like it wasn't great.
That's a good one, though. Andy?
Is he in Wonder Boys?
Yep.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Amazed by yourself.
Jesus Christ.
You're the Dave Attell of this game.
Thank you.
Two girls and a guy.
Yeah, that might have been around the time of They All Left, maybe. That might be what you were thinking of.
I don't know.
Two girls and a guy.
Can I
pizza place, though.
Can I do Robert Downey Jr.'s father?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, what do you got?
Or man. Because it's like iron before it turns...
Wow.
I'm worth it.
I can only think of one that his dad did, but I do have one.
You do?
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't. What is it?
He directed that movie Putney Swope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You going with that?
What?
You want to go with that?
No, I don't. I don't
like how... Do you want to go with an incorrect answer?
I don't like how you're glaring at me.
That's not glaring. I'm really high right now.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to read that clock over there.
It's 5:54.
Keeps changing.
Fucking time, man. It keeps changing.
I'm trying to read this clock, but it keeps changing.
Mm. Can't you just stop for a minute, time?
Oh, I really am at a loss for words. The Sherlock Holmes movies, we didn't really talk about, did we?
We didn't get into it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say...
they got tricky titles.
Yeah. So long.
Well, I'm probably just going to say I'll go for the half point with Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I like that. I like a half point. All right, so Dave is half in.
Home Alone with Sherlock Holmes. Nothing?
Holmes Sherlock alone. Sherlock Holmes Alone.
Just the other day, I was talking about how the Sherlock Holmes titles are confusing, and then one of them was on the television, and then I watched the title, and I still don't. I can't bring it back because it's just so generic, and I don't think it has anything to do with the story. Maybe it did. Sherlock Holmes and the Golden Triangle?
Yeah, that's the one.
No. Okay.
All right.
My answer is I'm going to go with Due Date.
Wow.
With Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Doogie.
Mars Attacks. Yeah. And I said the exclamation point.
Oh, yes. And you sounded like the aliens a little bit.
Mars Attacks. Attacks. It's probably the most hurtful thing anyone's ever said to me. Because I kind of do.
Andy?
Tropic Motherfucking Thunder.
Oh!
Yeah.
How the fuck didn't we say that yet?
It's a big
one. Academy Award-winning performance in blackface.
He was merely nominated, but that's, yeah, you're right. He didn't win.
Did he get nominated for that?
Yeah.
Oh, he should have. It was fucking great.
And he did.
You were joking?
Well, I thought it was so good, but it's also like, how did they get away with it? You know?
Well, it's because he's Australian when he's not, doing the black voice.
Oh, those
that's
people
how
can
he got
do
away
anything,
with it.
You know? Well, the rabbit-proof fence.
I'm just saying.
Was he
know,
in that? Was
getting...
he in rabbit-proof fence?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait your turn.
That was like Nicole Kidman and what's his name?
Is Chef, is that the title of that movie with Jon Favreau when he's a chef?
Yeah.
Then that's the fucking answer. All right.
Downey Jr.'s in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's episodic. I forgot. Sorry. Dustin Hoffman? Yeah? Okay, good. I know
my lifeline just said she doesn't know shit, so I'm feeling losing confidence.
I don't know if you're going to need her, because Dave just needs to miss half to be out.
Either way, this is a teachable moment. I mean, I really don't have an answer, so I apologize. But I would like to throw out movies I think Robert Downey Jr. should be in. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Pitch Perfect 4. Add another level to it. So I don't have an answer.
Okay, so Dave's out.
I'm out. I'm sorry, buddy.
And we're racing the clock right now, and I can't think of another one. There's got to be more.
turned my sign upside down.
Oh. Doogie, I'm tapping. What do you got?
Corpse Bride.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Andy? Okay, that's it for Andy.
Sherlock Holmes and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh. I was so excited that you almost said it. Right. Just the first two words were right, though.
Oh, okay.
Caddyshack, you got something for me?
So what's that one where
he... Oh, my God, really?
Good start.
You're going to talk
Rob
through it?
You can use your phone.
He's a reporter in L.A., and he discovers the cellist.
A chalice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a cellist, not a chalice.
The soloist.
The soloist is right.
Yes, as we work together on that. Yes. That's my girl.
Can't believe I forgot that.
Doogie, do you have another one? Wait, have you never gone to your lifeline?
I haven't gone to my lifeline yet.
Oh, shit.
I think I might have to.
Shit. I think you do have to.
Another weird fucked up movie. There's like a Timber, you know, like, yeah. You're like, what's that weird fucked up
movie? No, go to your lifeline.
Okay, I'll go to my lifeline.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber.
Sweeney Todd,
oh,
Demon
my
Barber
God.
Fleet Street.
Wow. I don't even know if I can repeat that back.
Full title and everything.
We probably also could have just said Helena Bonham Carter movies, you know?
Yeah.
It's a subgenre. All right, so you're going with that?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why everyone was clapping.
That's great.
Smart to go with it.
Yeah. And Andy's out.
Oh, shit.
And so it's just Rob and Doogie. You got one more, Rob?
The Avengers 2. We didn't say that, but I don't know.
What's the rest of it called?
The rest of it. Electric Boogaloo? No. shit.
Portacall, New Orleans.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I guess it's all Doogie. God,
is it called Avengers Assemble? Sherlock Holmes and the League of Shadows?
It's something kind of like that, but...
How about Sherlock?
But you're the winner anyway.
It's just called Sherlock.
Doogie wins anyway.
Doogie.
Congratulations, Doogie.
Whoa.
God damn.
18 in a row.
He's too good.
Now, unbelievable.
What was the first Sherlock Holmes called?
Sherlock Holmes!
Just that?
Yes!
Dave is still in! Dave is still in!
Oh, yes. That's wrong! Yeah. Dave! No. Thank you!
Dave!
I'm back in the game!
Oh, my God! Why did you? I mean, I know I told you not to yell stuff out, but
yes.
It would have been good to know that earlier. But
Doug,
Dave, you're still in this.
Doug, I thought there was going to be a wave of donuts coming back at us. Like, fix! This is corruption!
This is turning into an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes.
Twist at the end.
I'm back in it.
Dave's back in it.
And I'm up against Alexa with a beard over here. There's no way I'm going to win. There's no way I'm going to win.
All you need to know is 14 more movies and you could win this thing.
Hello, Dave. Are you looking for bars in your area? Bars you're still allowed to go to in your area. Dave, I found one in Massachusetts.
Well... I'm surprised none of you guys who are incredible, give them a hand for being so up on the movies and stuff like that. I can't believe no one, you know, said the classic, and I hope they make another one. So, I'm sorry, I have nothing.
That's it, you're done?
That's it, yeah.
But that was such a great comeback.
Yeah.
Yes. For the
ages. So exciting. But I'm going to call it again. Doogie's our winner.
Oh, shit.
Doogie.
Thank you.
This is the time in the show when we plug. Dave, what do you got to plug? Bumpin' Mics is going to be on Netflix.
I'll be at the Comedy Works next week. Great club, great town, so check it out. That's in Denver, Colorado. So check that out, guys. And then at the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas, they have a room there, and that is also a lot of fun. So I hope to see you guys on the road. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Attell. Be sure to go up to Dave after the show and say, I heard you on Doug Loves Movies, and then he'll say something funny.
Okay.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. A lot of pressure on you.
No.
Bring some movies.
He does a fun meet and greet. He's always fun to talk to after shows. Rob Mayer, what do you got to plug?
Right here at the DC Improv, October 31st, Halloween night, my interactive comedic murder mystery Halloween whodunit. Someone will die here on stage. You have to figure out. So DCImprov.com, Halloween night. And for all things me, RobMayer.com, RobMaher. Thank you, Doug Benson.
Thank you, Rob Mayer. Andy Haynes, what do you got?
I play Spider-Man in Times Square. My suit is ruined, so it's look for a blue Spider-Man. The red wore off, and
the blue Spider-Man group.
Yeah, exactly. I do have a garbage can, so it is true. I will be at Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle, Washington the weekend before Christmas. And I write a show, which I'm not allowed to say because their PR person's crazy. So just look for a sports website that rhymes with Eport.
What?
I write a cartoon about soccer. You should watch it.
Okay. Whose is this?
Throw it in the prize bag.
Why is there like a whole somebody's whole Patagonia coat is on the stage?
Ooh. Is it Ben Affleck's, but Matt Damon's, or both?
I own one very similar to this one, but it's not this one. Doesn't belong to any of you guys?
Sound guy?
I'll put it in the fucking prize bag.
It probably belongs to somebody.
All right.
It probably belongs to you, Doug.
No, it's probably a wild fleece.
I mean, I
just walked in on its own.
That's how fleece
no
is
one.
Born.
I'm no one's fleece. I belong to no one.
Nobody spilled a Red Bull on this carpet, did they?
All right, well, there. That's where I got it. It's just on the stage.
It's a gremlin from Gremlins 3. It's the fleece gremlin.
Doogie Horner. Yeah, what's your next book, Doogie?
Oh, I actually able to announce I have a novel coming out in the spring called This Might Hurt a Bit.
Nice.
But it's not coming out till the spring.
Okay.
But that'll be my next book. Called This Might Hurt a Bit. And then you can check out my cat books, some very interesting cats perhaps you weren't aware of. 100 Ghosts, Die Hard Christmas. I have a monthly show at the UCB East the second Tuesday of every month at 9 o'clock. So next one is November 13th. It's at UCB East in New York called Homeschooled. And you can follow me online at Doogie Horner on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, and my friend Joe Zimmerman, his album just dropped a couple days ago, and it's called Innocence, and it's really good. So check that out,
Oh,
too.
Let's run through. Andy, you know anybody that did something great?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, my buddy Roy Scovel's in this movie called I Feel Pretty, and Dave's also in it. So
check it out.
Yeah.
My friend Doug has a great podcast called Doug Loves Movies. And
definitely check that out.
He's a really
out.
Nice guy. He's just like nice, you know.
Doug loves anal.
My buddy Owen Benjamin is doing some awesome YouTube.
Yeah, sorry, I was nice and mentioned someone.
Check out Eliza.
Check out Tom Brady. He plays on the Patriots. He's a good player. Yeah. Probably gonna.
Boo!
Oh, shit.
His name is Tom Ticarno.
Yes.
Go Chiefs, go.
Doug Loves Movies returns to Sweet Home San Diego on Saturday, November 17th. I'm sure we'll see Eddie there. And this has been so much fun. Thank you to the DC Improv, one of my favorite clubs.
Great club.
Yes.
And let's hear it one more time for all my guests, Dave Attell, Rob Mayer, Andy Haynes, and Doogie Horner. Let's see, yeah. There's no shithead on the back of Andy's. Yeah, do you have one? Okay, drink minimums are a shithead. That seems like a direct shot at this establishment. Let's see. What happened to Dave's name tag? Oh, shit. Wow, that was like the worst mic drop ever. Nobody said anything cool. Dave, let me see the back of your name tag real quick. Oh, okay. Yeah, Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen are shitheads. Do you want to keep this?
Do I get to keep it?
If you want to.
Can I get this through airport security, or what do you think?
I think you'll be all right. But definitely take the candy. David Tell, everybody. And finally, get the music ready. Our dang president is a shithead.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.